This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Forget just ticking boxes today. We're really digging into something fundamental. Website accessibility. It's about making the web work seamlessly for everyone.
Exactly. It's not just a compliance headache. It's about inclusion.
Yeah. And we're drawing heavily from Joe Medico's article, How to Optimize Website Accessibility for a Diverse User Base. Really practical stuff.
It's a great resource, full of actionable advice.
Our mission today, break it down. Make accessibility clear. Make it something you can actually do without feeling overwhelmed.
Yep. Let's demystify it. Show folks how it creates a better experience all around.
Okay, so let's start with the foundation, navigation and structure. We've all been lost on confusing websites, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now imagine that with a screen reader. Medico really nails the importance of a logical structure, clear labels.
Yeah.
It's not just nice to have.
It's essential, like how things are grouped in menus, the words you use.
Think of it like a physical store. You need clear aisles, clear signs. For a screen reader user, that logical menu structure is the signage. It tells them where they are and what's available. Grouping related items using intuitive labels, it makes all the difference.
Makes sense. And breadcrumbs, those little trails showing where you are.
Yeah, Medico points those out too. Super helpful for context. Lets you see the path you took and easily step back.
For everyone, really. But especially if you're navigating differently.
Exactly. It reduces that cognitive load, you know? Instead of just hitting back repeatedly and hoping, you see the structure.
Okay, what about drop-down menus? They seem simple, but Medico flags keyboard accessibility here.
Huge point. If you can't use the keyboard to open, navigate, and select from a drop-down, you've just excluded a whole group of users, people with mobility impairments, for instance.
Right. And it probably helps keyboard power users too, doesn't it?
Totally. Designing for accessibility often leads to better usability for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Making drop-downs keyboard friendly, that's just good design, period.
All right, let's get into the code itself. Semantic HTML. Medico talks about this being more than just tidy coding.
Oh, it's fundamental. It's how the code communicates meaning. Using the right HTML elements tells assistive technologies what each piece of content is.
Like using nav for navigation, article for main content.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Precisely. And heading structure H1 for the main title, H2 for sections, and so on. Screen readers use that hierarchy to allow users to quickly jump between sections. It's like a built-in table of contents.
So it gives the page real structure that technology can understand.
Exactly. It's not just visual styling, it's meaning embedded in the code.
And linked to that, Medico stresses descriptive link text. Moving beyond, click here.
Yes. Click here tells a screen reader user absolutely nothing out of context. The link text itself needs to make sense. Read our accessibility statement, not just click here.
So it's predictable. You know where you're going before you click.
Right. It empowers the user to make informed choices. Huge for usability.
Okay. Moving on to visuals. Images. We love them, but they need to be accessible. Alt text is the key, right?
Absolutely crucial. Medico emphasizes this strongly. For anyone who can't see the image, the alt text is the image. It needs to convey the essential information or the function.
So concise but descriptive.
Exactly. What's the core message? If it's a picture of a product, describe the product. If it's a button that looks like an arrow, the alt text should say next or whatever the function is, not just arrow image.
And what if there's like important text in the image itself, like on a banner?
Medico says that text must be in the alt text. If the image conveys info visually, that info needs a text equivalent. Otherwise, it's lost.
Makes sense. But what about images that are just decoration, purely visual flair?
Good question. For those, Medico clarifies you use an empty alt attribute.
Oh, alt.
This tells screen readers, okay, this image isn't important content. You can safely ignore it.
So it avoids unnecessary noise for the user.
Precisely. Focuses attention on the meaningful content.
Okay, let's shift gears. Adapting to different devices. Responsive design. Medico covers this too.
Yeah, this is huge. Your site needs to work well whether someone's on a giant monitor, a tablet, or a tiny phone screen. Responsive design makes the layout flexible.
And testing is key here, obviously. Across different devices.
Oh, definitely. Medico highlights that. You can't just assume it works. You have to check how content reflows, if buttons are still tappable, if text is readable.
She mentions the mobile-first approach. What's the thinking there?
It's about designing for the smallest screen first. Forces you to prioritize content and functionality. Then you progressively enhance for larger screens. Often leads to a cleaner, more focused design overall, which benefits accessibility.
Interesting. Starting lean. And there's this viewport meta tag thing. Sounds technical?
It is a bit technical, but crucial for mobile. It essentially tells the mobile browser how to scale the page content to fit the screen width properly. Without it, your responsive design might not display correctly on phones. Metaco flags it as important.
Gotcha. Okay, interaction methods. Not everyone uses a mouse. Keyboard accessibility?
Non-negotiable. Metaco is clear. All interactive elements, links, buttons, form fields, everything must be fully usable with only a keyboard.
So, tabbing through elements, that needs to work logically.
Yes, the tab order needs to make sense, following the visual flow usually. And crucially, you need a visible focus indicator, that outline that shows which element currently has keyboard focus. Without it, Kindred users are navigating blind.
And forms too, right? Filling them out, submitting.
Yeah.
All keyboard.
Absolutely. Can you tab to every field? Can you select options and dropdowns or radio buttons? Can you hit enter or spacebar to submit? Metaco points out forms are often complex interaction points.
And she mentioned a skip to content link. Tell me more about that.
Yes. Super useful. It's usually the very first link on the page, often hidden until you tab to it. It lets keyboard users bypass the entire header and navigation menu and jump straight to the main content.
Saves a ton of tabbing on every single page.
Yeah. Exactly. A massive time saver and frustration reducer, especially on sites with large menus.
Okay, multimedia, videos, audio. Captions and transcripts are vital here, Metaco says.
Essential. For users who are deaf or hard of hearing, captions provide the audio information in text. Metaco stresses they need to be accurate and synchronized. Bad captions can be worse than none.
Right. Just auto-generated captions often aren't good enough.
Often not, no. And for audio-only content like this deep dive, a full transcript is necessary. It gives people a text alternative they can read.
And it's not just the captions transcripts, but the player itself.
Good point, Metaco raises. The video player controls play, pause, volume, captions on-off. Those also need to be keyboard accessible and ideally screen reader friendly. Otherwise, you've got accessible content in an inaccessible container.
Makes sense. Let's dive back into forms for a sec. Metaco talks about optimizing them further. Seems like good practices here help everyone.
They really do, clearly labeled fields. Using the label element properly connects the visible text label to the input field. This helps screen readers announce the right label, and it also makes the clickable area larger for mouse users.
And error messages. We've all hit confusing ones.
Metaco highlights making them clear and specific. Don't just say invalid input. Say which field is wrong and why. Email address must include an at symbol. And ideally, link the error message programmatically to the field.
And she mentioned ARIA again in the context of forms.
Yeah, for more complex forms, ARA, Accessible Rich Internet Applications, attributes can add extra information. Like marking required fields, are you required true, or describing relationships between fields, or making custom controls understandable to assistive tech. It adds semantic richness where standard HTML falls short.
But you need to know what you're doing with ARIA, right?
Oh, absolutely. Metaco implicitly warns against misuse. Incorrect ARIA can make things worse. Use it thoughtfully and test it thoroughly.
Okay, readability. Contrast, fonts, making text easy to read.
Crucial for people with low vision, dyslexia, or even just tired eyes. Metaco stresses sufficient color contrast between text and background. There are tools to check this against WCHIG standards.
Right, those automated tools can check contrast ratios.
Yep, and choosing legible fonts, avoiding overly complex scripts, and allowing users to resize text without breaking the layout are also key points Metaco raises. Flexibility is important.
Let's revisit skip links briefly. Metaco emphasizes making them visible and testable.
Yeah, it shouldn't just appear out of nowhere for keyboard users. Ideally, it's always there or becomes visible on focus. And like any link, test it. Make sure it actually skips to the main content area.
And she suggested alternatives for repetitive navigation generally.
Right, beyond just the main menu. Things like a good sitemap, robust search, maybe even footer navigation for key links. Offering multiple ways to navigate helps different users find what they need efficiently.
Okay, audits. Metaco says this isn't a one-off fix. Regular checks are needed.
Absolutely. Websites change. Content gets added. Features get updated. You need regular accessibility audits, part automated, part manual, to catch regressions and new issues.
Staying updated on WCAG guidelines is part of that.
Essential. WCAG evolves. Knowing the current standards helps you audit effectively and build correctly from the start. Metaco points to WCAG as the benchmark.
And combining automated tools with real user testing.
That's the gold standard Metaco advocates for. Automated tools catch low-hanging fruit. Manual testing, especially with users who rely on assistive technology, finds the usability issues, the workflow problems, the things a machine can't understand.
You really need both perspectives.
Definitely.
And ARIA, again, for dynamic content, Medico really drills down here.
Because modern web apps are full of dynamic stuff, things that update without a page reload, complex widgets. ARA roles, states, and properties help explain what these things are and what they're doing to assistive tech, like role alert for messages that pop up, or ARIA expanded true-false for collapsible sections.
But again, requires care and testing.
Yes. Understand the roles, apply them correctly, and test with screen readers. Medico implies it's powerful, but needs expertise.
Broadening text alternatives. Medico says it's not just images, charts, graphs.
Anything non-text that conveys information. For a chart, the alternative might be a data table or a detailed summary of the trends shown. Context is key, as Medico notes. What information does the user need to get from this non-text content? Provide that in text.
And testing tools use a variety.
Yeah, don't rely on just one automated tool or one browser extension. Different tools catch different things. Medico suggests diversifying your toolkit alongside that crucial manual testing.
Okay, almost there. Team education. Medico stresses this isn't just a developer job.
Absolutely not. Designers need to think about contrast and focus indicators. Content creators need to write good alt text and use headings properly. Project managers need to budget time for accessibility. Medico frames it as a team-wide responsibility. Training is key.
And finally, user feedback and accessibility statements.
Crucial for transparency and continuous improvement. Medico advises having a clear accessibility statement, outlining your commitment and goals, and providing an easy way for users to report barriers they encounter. Then, actually listen and respond to that feedback.
Right. It shows you're serious and provides a channel for improvement.
Exactly.
So, wrapping up, Joe Medico's piece really hammers home that accessibility isn't an add-on. It's just good design. It makes the web better for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. It's about inclusion, usability, reaching a wider audience. The benefits are huge. It's the right thing to do, and it makes business sense too.
So here's a final thought for everyone listening.
Right.
What's one thing, just one thing from our chat today that you could implement or investigate further on your own site or project? Maybe checking your color contrast or reviewing your alt text or trying to navigate with just your keyboard.
Yeah. Pick one small step. And if you want to go deeper, the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG, are the definitive resource. It's a journey, but every step makes a difference.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.